We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. The initial optimism that no U.S. service members were hurt in the Iranian missile attack in Iraq this month is giving way to a stark reality. As KCBS reporter Tim Ryan tells us, the Pentagon now admits that 34 U.S. personnel are being treated for traumatic brain injuries.
The initial word from the president was encouraging.
We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe.
But the DOD now says that dozens of GIs are being treated in Germany and in the U.S. Dr. David Spiegel is a brain injury expert at Stanford.
The problem with these concussive symptoms is it's an acute form of this chronic traumatic encephalopathy we're seeing with football injuries. The human brain has a consistency of jello, and it's encased in a very hard skull.
Spiegel tells KCBS there is no treatment for TBI, and the service members may or may not fully recover. The power and the proximity to the blast, he says, is key.
I would want to do systematic testing and probably some brain imaging, too, to see if there's evidence of damage.
Tim Ryan, KCBS.
One person is dead, another injured after a small plane crash in Auburn. CHP officials say a pilot made a distress call shortly after taking off at the airport there. The plane went down at the Black Oak Golf Course. The FAA and the NTSB are investigating. The Trump administration is threatening California with a loss of federal health care funds over the state's requirement that insurance plans cover abortions. The announcement from the Health and Human Services Department came as President Trump addressed the annual anti-abortion March for Life. HHS is giving California 30 days to comply with the federal law known as the Weldon Amendment that bars federal funding from states that practice discrimination against healthcare organizations that don't cover abortions. Sunnyvale DNA test kit company 23andMe has announced triple-digit layoffs. KCBS reporter Keith Manconi says that privacy concerns may be slowing sales in the personal test kit market.
Meet your genes.
23andMe became a billion-dollar company on the promise that its home DNA testing could uncover lost family trees and reveal important medical risks. But now it's announcing layoffs of 100 people, about 14% of its total staff. What's behind the DNA test kit sales slowdown? Well, it's certainly not a lack of self-interest on the part of consumers.
We really are in an era of the self where people want to know more and more and more about me, me, me.
Consumer psychologist Kit Yarrow, professor emerita at Golden Gate University.
But they don't necessarily want other people to know it.
She points to growing concerns over data privacy, driven by revelations that DNA data from genealogy sites were used to solve high-profile crimes. These concerns, she says, will need to be addressed by companies.
I think companies that are working with really personal information have to be very, very careful.
In the Silicon Valley Bureau, Keith Manconi, KCBS.
Elizabeth Holmes, the former Silicon Valley CEO of blood testing startup Theranos, who is now facing multiple lawsuits and criminal charges over the collapse of the company, is reportedly representing herself in some of those cases. Bloomberg reports Holmes is representing herself by phone in an Arizona fraud lawsuit after not being able to pay her lawyers. Holmes apparently dialed into an audio feed for an important hearing yesterday without a lawyer. Her lawyers in the Arizona case quit in September. The amount of new enrollments in Covered California continues to increase. The state-based insurance marketplace says the numbers have surged to 318,000, surpassing the total number from last year. Despite the increase, a recent survey suggests a lot of people are still unaware that a new state law requires health care coverage for all Californians. Open enrollment for Covered California closes at midnight, January 31st.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, Play KCBS Radio.